Governors have been moving state government out of Madison for short visits since the early days of the Thompson administration. This is the first time Jim Doyle has had a Capitol Days event in Waukesha County, where he lost by 50,000 votes to Republican Mark Green in the 2006 election. But Doyle Press Secretary Jessica Erickson says Doyle is not entering the lion's den.
You know, it's a vital part of our state, and Capitol Days is a great opportunity for the governor to go into Waukesha County and see what really makes the region unique, and to meet with the hardworking families and community leaders that live in Waukesha County, and to take their ideas and concerns back to Madison.
Erickson acknowledges that parts of Waukesha County want Great Lakes water, while Doyle has been urging Republicans to agree to a multi-state compact that some say is anti-business. Waukesha County Executive Dan Varakis is a former GOP state representative. He says he hopes to talk water with the governor and other issues like a highway bypass and less government spending.
I think we can do what we need to do and provide good services and still have low and reasonable tax rates. And the way that we do that is by being efficient. And we've got some great examples of ways that we've saved money in Waukesha County. So I'm excited about sharing those with the administration.
Doyle's office says the governor plans to make some economic development announcements during the trip. Doyle will also take part in a tourism forum, visit a state forest, and go to some businesses. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.